Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And I am blessed to be able to speak to you one more time about Jesus, our Christ. Hey, you know, there's four good reasons given why the believer can never be condemned. Now, there's more than that, but there's four given in one verse, Romans chapter 8 and verse 34. It says, who is he that condemneth? That's a good question, isn't it? Who is he that condemneth? Sometimes we feel it's like everybody. It's like the whole world that condemns. But who is he that condemneth? It's Christ who died. In other words, you can't be condemned if Christ has died for your sins. But there's a better reason, for it says that, yea, rather that is risen again. That was the second reason why you can never be condemned. But let me tell you this. There's another good reason. Would you like to hear it? Oh, yes. Christ died. Yea, rather that is risen again. And he is at the right hand of God. Oh, yeah, it's right there in that verse. Who is at the right hand of God? These are like building blocks in this one verse. You know what he's doing at the right hand of God? He's appearing for us. He is seated. We see that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, Hebrews 10 and verse 12. Christ is seated. Now, it's interesting to discover when you look at the Old Testament and you see the tabernacle and the temple, you see that although there was furniture, there was a table, an altar, candlesticks, laver, etc., there was furniture, but there was no chair found in the tabernacle or in the temple. Now, the Old Testament priests had to make a continual offering for sin. It says in Hebrews 10:11, for every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice which can never take away sin. There was no chair. There was no place to sit down. If you sat down, it meant the work was done. Their work was never done in the Old Testament. But, Hebrews 10:12, when this man, Jesus, had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Oh, what a declaration of the finished work. His work is finished. He's accomplished redemption. You know, when he was on earth, Jesus was on earth, he never, almost never had so much as a moment to sit down. Remember, as a child, he said, I must be about my Father's business. There was an urgency about him. He says, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and I'm straitened till it be accomplished. And that word, straitened, means I'm pressed in at every side. But now that he's been to the cross and risen from the dead, he has sat down. Redemption is accomplished, and you can never be condemned if you've trusted him. But have you trusted him? Or are you trusting that you're a good person or a church person? No, why don't you come to him? I don't care how bad you've been. You may have murdered somebody last night. You may have raped someone last night. Come to him and sue for peace and mercy. Confess those sins and ask him for his grace, and he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.